I'm confused as to what all the Common Core talk is about. If the truth be known, I suspect the majority of Alabamians don't know Common Core from Apple Core. But this doesn't stop the mention of it from stirring passion in some folks. One reason I'm confused is because I don't know which Republican to believe. John Legge is a Republican state senator who chairs the Florida Senate Education Committee. He supports the Common Core standards and has stated, quote, Common Core is a set of academic standards and does not pose an identity or security risk to students, end quote. On the other hand, Alabama Republican State Senator Scott Beeson opposes the Common Core standards and recently spoke at a rally in Montgomery where he read his fifth grade daughter's reading assignment about the benefits of hybrid cars and called it an example of socialist indoctrination, since hybrid cars do not cause as much pollution as ones with internal combustion engines. Gosh, my sister has a hybrid vehicle. I sure didn't know she was a socialist. Two Republican state senators. One supports Common Core, one doesn't. So which one should I believe? So in trying to sort through my confusion, I did what I usually do when it comes to education issues. I went to the experts, school superintendents, principals, and teachers. I doubt they are experts on hybrid cars and socialism, but I do think they know a lot about education. Well, they quickly got me to understand that Common Core refers to standards, not curriculum. I also learned that Alabama used the Common Core, adjusted them to fit Alabama students, and adopted the Alabama College and Career Ready standards. What do the experts think about what Alabama is doing? Of the 50-plus I talked to, not a single one of them disagrees with the move. As one teacher explained, these standards encourage teachers to help students think, apply, and create, instead of just sit and get instruction. Students make relevant and real-world connections across the disciplines. One longtime principal said, I've seen teachers re-energized. One first grade teacher came to me with tears in her eyes and said she had been in a rut, and what she was now doing has brought joy back to her classroom. To quote another principal, the standards are about doing what is right for the children, their future, and their success. I just don't understand why adults in today's society try to use children as a bargaining chip to promote their own agenda. Another principal said, I love the college and career ready standards. It enables us to see how we measure up. I believe that Alabama schools are as good as those in other states. And a teacher of 20 years said, our new standards are one of the best things we've done in Alabama. We're all finally saying that sage on the stage teaching is ineffective and teachers must get students invested in their own learning. Less rote memorization and more thinking in application. A superintendent summed it up this way. The legislature needs to pause, take a breath, and consider the repercussions of their decisions. Teachers, children, and parents are simply in the boat without a paddle, and the legislature is the wind shifting directions without knowing why, when, or where. After listening to professional educators, I'll throw out a suggestion. Perhaps some elected officials should visit more schools and speak at fewer rallies. I'll even give them a ride in my car, which, by the way, is not a hybrid.